From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Kansas City officials expect hundreds of thousands of people to attend a Super Bowl victory parade and rally honoring the Kansas City Chiefs today. In Kansas City, Lisa Rodriguez has more.
The parade will start at 11:30 a.m., followed by a rally in front of Kansas City's Union Station at 1:30. Despite frigid temperatures, officials think it will top the celebration after the Royals won the World Series in 2015. The city estimated that crowd at 800,000 people. Christopher Guile owns a cafe along the parade route. He and his wife slept on cots at the restaurant and planned to open early to serve food and drinks to other people camped along the route.
It's going to be a lot of energy. It's going to be a lot of bodies crammed together in the cold, and that can cause for a good communal bonding experience.
City officials have set up about 700 porta potties, which they say is the most for any event in Kansas City's history. I'm Lisa Rodriguez.
The Republican-led state Senate is continuing its plan to revise key parts of a ballot initiative on redistricting that was approved by voters only 2 years ago. Senators gave initial approval yesterday to lower partisan fairness and competitiveness to the least important factors among criteria used to draw state House and Senate districts. If passed by the full legislature, the measure would go before voters this year. Republicans are concerned that the 2018 initiative could lead to snaking districts that span both urban and rural areas in an effort to increase party competitiveness. Bills that would prevent vaping in schools and increase student awareness of the dangers of vaping are receiving support from students, school administrators, and medical professionals. House Bill 1682 would expand a tobacco ban in schools to include vapor products. House Bill 1808 would require the State Board of Education to add instruction on the effects of using vapor products to teachings about tobacco. According to the Columbia Missourian, the bills were discussed and received support during a hearing yesterday. The dispute between the Columbia Fire Department and the Boone County Fire Protection District has moved to a new arena, the Missouri House of Representatives. The two agencies made their arguments yesterday in a House Local Government Committee hearing. According to the Columbia Missourian, the two organizations disagree over who oversees putting out fires on property that was covered by the fire district but then annexed by the city in 2015. There is no agreement on which agency can collect property tax in those annexed areas. T.J. O'Brien, president of the Columbia chapter of the International Association of Firefighters, says the city should cover those fires. But Fire District Board members Bill Watkins and David Griggs say their agency should cover the area since its crews are closer. A woman whose father died among 17 others after a tourist duck boat sank in a Missouri lake is fighting a bill that would limit when companies can be sued over harmful products. Jennifer Asher stands against the bill, which would prohibit people injured or killed by products from suing more than 15 years after the product was sold or leased, with exceptions. Asher says she wants to turn her pain into a purpose by protesting the bill. The Republican bill sponsor says its goal is to protect companies from frivolous litigation. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.